there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is Friday, the 16th of February. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. The value of fasting. Yes, we are in Lent, so it's probably a good idea to talk about fasting. We are going to read the gospel from today's daily mass and talk about why fasting is so important and how fasting can help us. You know, it's not just something we do during Lent as Catholics. It's a very helpful practice. It unites us more closely with Jesus. It allows us to suffer, and also it allows us to connect with him by depriving us of the distractions or the comforts that sometimes keep us away from him. You know, if you're always seeking comfort in external things, it's possible that you lose sight of seeking comfort in the Lord. So let's look at this. Let's look at the gospel. Again, it's from today's Daily Mass, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9. Just two simple verses, 14 and 15. The disciples of Jesus, of John the Baptist, approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." And I think with this very short gospel, it's a good message here. The Lord's reminding us that there's a time for fasting, and there's a time for celebrating, or a time for fasting and a time for feasting. We are headed toward Easter Sunday. It's a big occasion. Easter Sunday, it would not be appropriate to fast, to deny ourselves, on the day that our Lord rose from the dead, because that's a time for celebration. So during Lent, I'm going to encourage you. Look, I'm not a good faster. I've never been good at it. I struggle with it, but what I found is if I do it out of love for Jesus and to grow closer to him, it becomes easier. And I think I would encourage you to do the same. Don't just fast for the sake of fasting or because it's something we are supposed to do during Lent, but fast out of love for the Lord. Know that, number one, by fasting, there's going to be a little suffering there. Maybe not big suffering, but suffering nonetheless. You give up candy, it hurts a little bit. You can unite that suffering with the suffering of Jesus and really turn it into prayer. So that's a good thing. But also, if you give something up, in addition to it being a sacrifice in a form of suffering, you can also focus more on the Lord. For instance, maybe you like to sleep, but you decide, I'm going to get up 10 minutes early and say some prayers or read the daily mass readings or go to daily mass or something. So you're giving up something, but you're doing it with the intention of growing closer to Jesus. That's a good thing. That is an excellent use of fasting. And during Lent, you're going to hear this theme repeatedly, this idea of fasting. Give up something, especially give up something that might be hindering your relationship with Jesus. You'll hear it for a reason, because the church wants to guide us down this path and understand that, yeah, fasting can be a good thing. But during Sundays in Lent, I mean, you could still fast. Some people do. You give up something, you do it on Sundays. But I personally like to celebrate on the Sundays in Lent. Celebrate, because there are many resurrections. And that's, you know, it's a good thing to celebrate the fact that Jesus did rise from the dead. So fast when it's appropriate. But don't try to be holier than Jesus, because even Jesus enjoyed himself at times. You know what I'm saying? We got to be careful that our fasting doesn't turn into pride. And you can do that. I've done it. I'm so good at this. No, the church tells me I don't have to abstain today, but I'm going to do it anyway because that's what I want to do. If you do it for the right reason, that's okay. But don't do it because you think that you're really good that you're doing it. Sometimes it's subtle. That can be a very subtle temptation to fast out of pride. Fasting is good, but so is feasting when the time is right. Keep that in mind. I want to thank you for listening to the shows all this week. Don't forget, we do the weekend edition of the program tomorrow. It's 30 minutes in length. And then we're back here on Monday with the 5-minute versions. Don't forget the daily reflections that I send out. If you need anything, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening, and let's keep walking through Lent together. God bless.